On behalf of Father King, I want to wish you and your families a blessed and happy New Year. May the peace of the Christ child and his mother Mary reign in your hearts and in your homes throughout this day and throughout the new year. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus. We are today in the 8th day of the octave of Christmas. According to custom, the child was circumcised on the 8th day. Circumcision, of course, was a sign of the covenant that God made with Abraham. Abraham was grateful to God. He was faithful to God. And this was a pledge of his faithfulness. But God, too, was faithful to Abraham and his descendants. Circumcision was a mark of the covenant. And so, under this covenant, Aaron, too, would invoke the one true God who had revealed himself to our father Abraham and later on to the Hebrew people. It is this God whom Abraham invokes. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift his countenance and shed his light upon you and bless you. The Lord look kindly upon you and bless you with his peace. I will invoke my name upon them and bless them with peace. The holy name of God, so holy that the Israelites would not even utter it, is the source of our peace. God greatly desires to bless us with his peace. And so at the beginning of this year, we humbly pray to him to give us, our families, our world, his peace. But the invisible God who spoke to Abraham and later to his people through the cloud when he spoke to Moses revealed himself through his only son, born of the Virgin Mary, whom today we honor as Mother of God. We see the face of God in a tiny child who stretches out his arms toward us. The name of this child is Jesus. The name Jesus means God is our salvation. God saves. If God, the holy name of God, was invoked to bring us peace, now the God who saves has revealed himself as a tiny child, and this child's whole mission will be to be our Redeemer. With the circumcision, we have the first shedding of his blood, the blood of the redemption. Later on the cross, this child will again stretch out his arms and shed his blood for every man and every woman. Jesus came to save us from our sins. He came to save sinners, to reconcile us to the Father, and so give us the gift of peace, the gift of himself. This is what the Christian life is about, communion with God through his Son, Jesus, who is also the Son of Mary. Jesus became a little child. He became our brother. And therefore, every man and every woman is also a brother or sister to Jesus, who is the Lord. In my family, I have 4 brothers. And if anyone tried to hurt any one of my brothers, the other 4 of us would be ready to defend that brother. I think that's something that we might reflect upon in the new year. Am I ready to defend my brothers and sisters? Am I ready to defend the weak? Not by violence, but by prayer and by peace. When we think about the first 2 brothers in the Bible, Cain and Abel, it was a different sort of story. Abel offered the best of what he had to God, and his sacrifice was pleasing to God. We too need to follow Abel's example in offering the best of what we have in the new year to God. But his brother Cain did not and grew jealous of Abel. God was not angry with Cain. He told him, "Don't worry, things will go well for you. Don't worry." But Cain saw his brother not as his brother anymore, but as his rival, as his enemy. He set up a competition with his own brother. And when he found the opportune moment, he raised his hands against his brother Abel and killed him. Violence rather than peace became the way of our world. Yet through Jesus, our brother, we are called to a different type of fraternity, to really and truly be our brothers and sisters' keepers. And in this day, we set aside a day especially to pray for peace throughout the world and to be concrete in praying for peace. So I would invite you today to pray for the weak, and I have some weak people in mind, the Christians in the Middle East, in Iraq, the Chaldean Catholics, in Egypt, the Copts, in Lebanon, the Maronites, in the Christians in the Holy Land, the Lord's birthplace. They are persecuted, yet they try to give faithful witness. Pray for them, that they may give a peaceful witness and offer Jesus to the world. I am 41 years old. 41 years ago in January, abortion was legalized in our country. Today we celebrate the fact that Mary said yes to life and accepted her vocation as mother. Pray for the unborn, but also pray for mothers, that they have the support and care they need. Pray for the disabled, who are also victimized and thought of as worthless or drains on resources. Pray for the elderly, who have given us the gift of wisdom and have worked hard and made many sacrifices for us, but who might be alone. Pray for them and defend them by caring for them. There are other people who are weak. We can think of the poor and the unemployed, those who are materially poor. Time and time again throughout the last year, you have assisted them. There were about 8 or 9 weeks in a row where we had second collections to help the victims of Hurricane Sandy, the victims of the typhoon in the Philippines, the poor and elderly, religious, and so on. Continue to help those who are materially poor. But in the new year, make a firm resolution to help those who are spiritually poor, who have no hope because they do not have God or Jesus in their lives. Pray for those who have fallen away from the church. Pray for the unity of the church. Pray for peace. Invite someone back to church or to confession who hasn't been in a long time. God has blessed you abundantly, especially spiritually. Share this gift of peace, who is Jesus the Lord, with others. Finally, pray for the weak who are your enemies. It is sometimes hard to pray for our enemies, but that is what Jesus calls us to. Those who would do us harm, pray for them. For they too are brothers and sisters of Jesus. They too are the friends of Jesus, and he loves them and would shed his blood for them. Pray for them that even when you find it difficult to forgive, that he might show mercy to them. The same mercy that the Prince of Peace shows to you. I leave you peace. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it. That is what Jesus leaves us as his farewell gift, the gift of his peace. But we only achieve peace through him, who first gave us himself, who became a little child, born of the Virgin. And perhaps, if it is difficult for us to pray and to remember all these people, then to remember that we have a mother who prays for us. Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. Today we celebrate the fact, not only the World Day for Peace, but that Mary is the mother of Jesus, the God-bearer. Mary is the Queen of Peace, and we are her children. St. John the Evangelist says, literally, from that moment the disciple took her into his home. And literally, he took her into his interior life. If you cannot pray very well, at least commend all of those people to the great Mother of God. There is nothing like a few Hail Marys to help us through the day. My parents recently celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and I think about all the blessings our family has received and how all my nephews and nieces and my brothers and their wives all practice the faith. What was the key? Why was our family together? Why do we have some semblance of peace? I think it is because my parents taught us to always keep Mary and the blessed fruit of her womb, Jesus, at the center of our lives. If we do not have them in our lives, we will not have peace. Jesus is our peace. And this is Mary's gift to all her children at Christmas. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face and be gracious to you. May he look upon you kindly and bless you with his peace in the new year.